Blog Talk Radio.
You may have seen Mystic Mona rubbing elbows with major celebrities or on their reality program, Sister Wives. When I need the best intuitive advice on the go, I turn to the Dice Wisdom app, available for both iPhone and Android. The Dice Wisdom app is all I need for that extra edge. Go to DiceWisdom.com.
Do you have an amazing idea for an app for iPhone or Android? Do you want to create the most professional showcase of your idea? Contact the professionals at Raster Media and explore how they can help you make your dream a reality. When Mona wanted to create an app for her book, Raster Media guided her through the entire process. They made Dice Wisdom a professional and inspirational app for iPhone and Android. Mona did her research when she found Raster Media. They not only specialize in app development, they also assist their clients with everything to make your new app a success. They guide you through the complicated process of launching your app through all the appropriate delivery channels. Raster Media is locally owned and operated in Las Vegas for over a decade. Find out why notable organizations are loyal customers of this creative team. Go to www.rastermedia.com or call 702-943-1832 and watch your dream become a reality. That's rastermedia.com.
How do you contact Mona? Her website is thepsychicview.com and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Mona is available for special events, VIP receptions, Las Vegas trade shows, and personal readings in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona holds the Privileged Psychic Arts License through the City of Las Vegas and is the published author of Chanting Life, Wisdom and a Dice Toss. Call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Remember, Mona changes lives one at a time.
You've tuned in to Psychic View with Las Vegas psychic Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you each Sunday afternoon exclusively on Blog Talk Radio. Call in now and have Mona answer your most pressing and personal questions at 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with your hostess, Mona Van Joseph.
Well, good morning, everybody, and happy Sunday to you all. Now, I started something last week where I was drawing one card out of the deck, and I sort of made that the thought for the week. So I'm going to do that again. And the card that I've drawn out in my deck right now, in traditional tarot, it means the Ace of Pentacles. In my tarot deck, it's a card called Adventure. And it talks about brand new beginnings. So being brave enough to actually have your brand new beginning, be brave enough to follow your dream, even though it scares you a little bit. And even if you might not know all of the elements to be a success at it, you can learn it on the go, by the seat of your pants, as it were. But it always talks about creating for yourself the new beginning. And usually it's something that you've wanted to do your whole life and haven't given yourself permission to do. So just wanted to let you know that that's our little thought for the week, is that we think about the things that we most want to do with our life, and that even if the adventure scares us a little bit, that we need to do it. As a matter of fact, it might even be learning something you've never tried before. Like one of the things that I sort of toy with in the back of my mind is learning how to do indoor rock climbing, because it scares the crap out of me, for starters. But one of the things that's most amazing about it is that your body is all in with it, and you really have to get into good shape to be able to do it. And it's about concentrating on being in the true present, right here in the moment. And you know as well as I do that it's in that moment that you have all the power. All right, I'm going to go to my first caller. I have somebody here from the area code 858. Let's see if we can get them on the air.
Hello,
hi, 858. Mona. Who's this?
Hi. My name is Roxanne. How are you?
Hi, Roxanne.
I'm Roxanne. How are you?
Thank you for being a fan. What's your question for me?
have a question. What do you see for me in my love life? Do you see that there will be someone new, or the relationship will develop with someone I've known for some time? Go ahead.
You have two men here. You have two men. One man, you're starting to see who he really is, and you're not sure you kind of like what you're seeing. So what I want you to do is I want you to find a way to end that relationship the way it is right now. So make it so that this person's more of a friend and not necessarily a romantic interest. Because what this is saying is that your power month to meet somebody that actually is, in my opinion, worthy of you. It's saying that you have somebody coming to you within the next 6 months, and that starts in June. So it looks like you have some unfinished business to take care of with this man that you've sort of been going back and forth with. So I would be the person that took charge and just step back and say to yourself, we're just friends. In other words, he's not taking you seriously, so you shouldn't take him seriously, is I guess what I'm trying to tell you. Then you have a card here that talks about a new man coming into your life that actually has, he has all of the elements you're looking for in a good relationship. Now, I would not call this man a multimillionaire, but I certainly would not call him a bum either. This is a man that he's a hard worker. He makes a decent living. He's not somebody that is frivolous with his money, but he's good with his money. And the only thing missing out of his life is a woman to share his life with. All right? So I would end the one relationship that seems like it keeps going back and forth, and matter of fact, he's driving you a little nuts, and instead decide to be by yourself for a little while. But this says you meet this new man within the next 6 months. So I hope that helps.
Let me ask you, I don't know who is that man that you're saying is driving me nuts. I don't know. I have my ex-husband that we're just friendly, but then there is another person that I have good feelings about, and I know that person, and he's not actually driving me nuts. So I don't know who is
the two men. The two men, mm-hmm. Roxanne,
okay.
The first
okay.
man is your ex-husband that you still have a friendly relationship with. But I need you to make sure that you're not comparing this new man to your ex-husband. And this new man that you have friendly feelings about, let that develop. So you're not going to end up by
yourself.
He's not
kind of new. I've seen him before, so it's not exactly...
Okay.
He's not like brand new, this man that I am...
I see one man that you're going to totally sort of end a relationship with, which is your ex-husband. And it's saying that over the next 6 months, there's a relationship with a man that develops. So you have two men here, all right? And the second one, the one that you have good feelings about, has great potential. So I hope that helps. Thanks for your call, Roxanne. Talk to you later.
Thank you.
Okay, I've got somebody here from the area code 256. Hello, 256. Who's this?
Hi, this is Kimberly.
Hi, Kimberly. What's your question?
Yeah, my question is, you've been helping me over the last couple of months. I am applying to PA school like you suggested, and right now I'm 2 weeks ago you told me to do the forgiveness letters and burn them, so I'm doing that right now. But my question
good.
To you is, my question to you is, while I'm in school, will I have a chance to make some money on the side, like become an entrepreneur or do something at home on the computer? Because, you know, I have a 16-year-old son, and I'm just thinking about that right now.
Well, okay, remember these exercises that I'm having you do where you're sort of letting go of folks from the past?
Yes.
Right? Okay. There also could be some money involved with people from the past, so that there's some people that might owe you a little money, all right? So there's that. I'm not sure that you're going to be able to get one of those work and home things where you make $75 an hour, which I think are all scams, but it's just my opinion. I don't know that you can actually get one of those that's going to pay you the kind of money that you think you need to have by working 2 or 3 hours a day. Okay, so Having said that, what your cards are saying is, I'm sorry, you're going to have to do this the hard way. All right? I mean, your cards are talking about that you'll make the money thing happen, that you'll be able to balance it all, but you may need to actually look for a job around your schooling that helps you pay the bills. It also may mean that you change up your living situation a bit so that your expenses are very low for the time that you're going to school. That's what your cards are saying. That the answer to your question, will you get like an online computer job to help make money during this, your cards are actually all saying no. So when you're asking me a direct yes or no question, for that question it's saying no. So there's something else you're going to do to juggle the money thing. But I would start first with people that owe you money and call them up and say, hey, you know, it's me, Kimberly. Remember a few years back when you needed that money? Hey, I could use it right now. I'm in the midst of changing up some things in my life, and I could actually really use it right now. And if they don't make any attempt to pay you back, then that's also helped with the closure of the stuff from the past.
Okay.
But what it's saying is that look for something different that could make a decent income for you, that doesn't have a lot of stress involved in it, that you could actually study for school maybe while you're on the job. And, you know, there's like here in Vegas, there are these, and I have to tell you, this is the coolest job. There are these little, usually older gentlemen and ladies that and I don't know if you know this, but in the grocery stores here in Las Vegas, there's usually a little gaming alcove. So there's something like 12 or 15 slot machines, and then there's somebody that sits there to give change and pay jackpots, all right? So this person just sits there, gives change, and pays jackpots. Not only do they get paid their hourly wage for sitting there, but sometimes they get a tip if someone's particularly lucky, right? Like one gal was bragging about how there's this high roller that comes in and plays dollars all the time in there, and whenever he wins a $4,000 royal, he'll turn around and give her $200. Well, that's tax-free money.
Wow.
Okay? So the reason I'm bringing up that kind of job to you is mostly they just sit there for hours. And, you know, you see them read books because they're not really interacting so much with the people except to ask them if they want a drink. So what I'm thinking is that you may end up getting a job, something like that. So it might be a job that's like a swing shift job, maybe at a hotel front desk where you might be busy in spurts, but you might have an hour or two of just downtime of doing your own studying. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So that would be the kind of job I would look for you. All right, my friend, got to go.
Hi. Thank you.
All right. Yeah. Bye. Okay. Okay, well, this person's blocked their number, so I have no idea what area code they're calling from. Hello, anonymous person. What's your first name?
Hello. Hello, Mona. It's Jeanette. How are you?
Hi, Jeanette. What's your question for me?
My question is, I think I'm going to choose relationship today. I'm interested in knowing the future of my relationship.
Okay. This immediate vibration that I'm getting from you is that, I want you to just step back for a second, and I want you to look at this in a slightly different way. You have a card here that says you're afraid, scared to death of being hurt. You have a card right in the middle of your reading that you don't want to make a mistake in a relationship, and therefore you're afraid of getting hurt. And you're also somebody that, because you have established a certain level of order in your life, that you want this person to kind of fall into your order of things. And where there's an innate little struggle going on with you, and I'm making this all about you here right now,
mm-hmm.
is that you have a very difficult time when relationships don't sort of meld into your routine, okay? So having said that, I want you to treat this person like they're a friend and not a romantic interest. All right? I want you to be incredibly open to the blessings coming to you from this relationship, because this looks like it has potential, but you're trying to mold this person into what you think that he should be instead of just accepting him for who he is.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'll tell you, the more freedom and accepting that you give this man, the more he can't resist being with you.
Okay.
All right. So so you have a card. These are interesting cards. You finally met somebody with potential, and now you're scared. All right? And what should happen here, in my opinion, is that the interest should go to sort of amused detachment, that treat him, that whatever he does, especially if it's cute, like he's a puppy or a kitten, because we forgive puppies or kittens. Do you see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That they don't know better. He's trying to make a good impression with you, but you're so afraid yourself of being hurt that you're reading things into it that aren't there.
Okay.
Okay, so from this moment forward, I want you to look at him like he's the cutest puppy on the planet.
Okay.
And whatever he does is cute. Okay?
Gotcha.
Seriously, as soon as you lighten up and look at him that way, you become irresistible to him, because you become the person that he wants to spend time with because you're fun.
Mm-hmm.
So the right relationship, and I got to tell you this one more thing, the right relationship makes you feel more like yourself than not. So part of the reason you're getting all whacked out a little bit here is because you're trying to be what you think he wants you to be, when in fact it was you that attracted him to you in the first place. So just be more you.
Okay.
All right? Yeah. I hope that helps.
Totally hear it. Yes, it does.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
All right. See you later. You're welcome.
All right. Bye.
All right. Got somebody here. I have two people from 561. So I'm going to go with the first one. All right. Hello, 561. Who's this?
Hello? Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Yes, hi, Marlene.
I'm sorry, what was your name?
Marlene.
Marlene. What's your question for me, Marlene?
I just want to know what you hear, what you see coming in from my love life. You know, anybody interested?
You know what's so funny is last week was kind of all about career. And this week, so far, it seems like I've had a lot of love life questions. Okay, Marlene, darling, you keep attracting difficult guys. I see difficult guys in your cards. And I see one guy here that seems to be, he's not a bad man, but you're trying to impress him the wrong way. So there's that guy. And then there's a guy that's got some real emotional issues here that I really don't want you to pay any attention to.
Because right now there's nobody.
Well, there are two guys in your cards that are coming up, all right? One guy is very disciplined and probably like somebody that's a manager or owns a business or something like that. The other guy has got some real emotional baggage. You're about to meet them, okay? Neither one of these guys is interested in how cute you are or how big your boobs are or anything like that. Both of these guys have to do with the intellectual mental connection of a relationship first. So the only way you're going to impress either one of them, and it's the first guy that I want you to impress, is by how smart you are and by how business-minded you are, and by how aware you are of the environment around you, not what color your nails are and how big your boobs are. Because neither one of these guys...
I see a couple of them that, like, glance over at me and all that, and I don't know if it's them, but they've been awfully friendly to me lately, and I don't know if that's the ones you're talking about.
There are two guys here. I'm just telling you, this is what I'm seeing in your cards. You've asked me what is the vibration going on with your love life. So I'm telling you there are two guys. One guy's got a lot of...
Not good.
No. I know. Here's the thing. You have one guy that is the head of business. He's more business-minded. He's very disciplined, and he's not somebody that would be impressed by the fact that you're pretty. He'd be more impressed by how smart you are. That's the guy that I like. Then there's another guy, Mr. Entitled, Mr. Emotional Baggage, Mr. The world is all about me, and the world's been so unfair to me. That's the other guy. You're going to know the difference right away as soon as
Is the emotional baggage one younger?
Yes.
I think I know who that could be. So you're saying he's got problems?
Oh, God, yes. And they're bigger than you even know. So just don't even pursue that. Don't even go to coffee with this dude. Seriously. Because he's manipulative enough to be able to hook people in. And that's what I'm worried about, is that, you know, your compassionate side might come out and you might want to sort of help him, and I don't want you to help him. But those are the two men. So let me know what happens.
Is it spring
See
or
you
summer,
later.
Though? You see them?
Okay. It's coming up. It's saying it's coming up. So I don't have a timing on this, but just it's coming up. You asked what the vibration was. It's coming. One guy that's he just doesn't seem to be interested in sex initially, because he doesn't let himself get emotionally involved until he gets along with somebody first. He wants to make sure he likes them before he does them, if you know what I'm trying to say. All right, my friend, got to go. Thanks. All right, let me go to, I got somebody else in area code 561. Hello, 561, who's this? Hello? Well, you've been on hold all this time. All right, I'm going to let you go. All right. Go to area code 216. Hello, 216. Who's this?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Who's this?
This is Sharon. Happy Sunday.
Hi, Sharon. Happy Sunday. What's your question?
I had an interview. I'm looking at employment question, okay? I know you said they were all romance. I had an interview this past Wednesday, okay?
Uh-huh.
I've been looking for 4 months. I'm just getting so frustrated. I want to know if I have a good chance of getting this job that I just interviewed with this past Wednesday.
Here's the thing.
Three men.
Yes. The cards are coming up with a yes. It's going to be hard work. So, you know.
I know.
They need somebody that knows what she's doing to the point of actually acting as a bit of a leader. And what it's saying here is, though it doesn't really tap into the creative side that you really wanted to get into, it is a job, and it says the job's coming to you.
Okay.
So now you sent your thank you notes, right?
Absolutely. Oh yeah. I have to meet a woman yet. She was on vacation last week. I interviewed with four people. Then this week, if I'm a candidate, they're going to call me back.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. When you meet with the woman, if you can find out anything about her, like on LinkedIn, if you can find out anything about... Oh, good girl. Oh,
yeah.
My God.
I cover all bases, sweetie.
All right. I'm really proud of you, Sharon. But when she starts talking with you, just say, find something in her background that's like within the last 5 years that impresses you.
Okay?
So if there's something that she's done in the last 5 years that impresses you, or if she's been with the company long enough that you know certain transitions have happened while she's been there, ask her the question, wow, you guys have been through... Okay, I'll give you an example. Like one of our big... companies here, and it has a lot of wonderful cachet here, is Zappos. They move downtown. They're trying to invigorate our downtown area. They have something like 1,500, maybe 2,000 employees now there. But anyway, the thing about Zappos is that, you know, they're very into other people, their employees contributing to their own success, okay? But, for example, if I were talking to the HR director at Zappos, I'll say, wow, you know, you guys have really taken Las Vegas by storm. You know, you guys, you know, moved in first to the Henderson area, and now you're in Las Vegas. How's the transition been for you, you know, as an HR person, transitioning everybody here to the new location in downtown Vegas? See, that would be a great question to ask her. because she can talk about how she got the team together and how she did all that. And then this is where your shining star comes in, and you say, wow, I'm so happy to hear that, because that's exactly the kind of mojo I like to work under.
Okay. I know,
so
Mona, I've been looking for 4 months.
I understand.
I know, go on.
We've talked before.
I know.
So here's the thing.
I know.
Is that you got to go in with the relaxed idea that you want the job, you'd love to have the job, but try as much as you can to not be desperate about the job.
I know.
Because a job is coming. It's coming, all right? But you need to make it so that when you're asking the questions to her, that you're allowing a deep breath between the question and the response, that you're making sure that you're listening to everything that she has to say without you interrupting, as much as you want to, as much as you want to jump in and say, oh, yeah, I know how to do that, okay? You need to just let it be a relaxed interview, almost as though you've had a couple of drinks, but I'm not encouraging you having a couple drinks.
No, not me.
Okay.
Okay.
But what I'm trying to tell you is that it needs to have the response as though you're excited about the opportunity of being there in a very calm way. So between now and the time you get to talk to her, a lot of meditation and a lot of getting yourself to the point of just relaxing in the interview. Because, you know, your energy comes off, right now your energy is coming off of, I really have to have this job.
I know.
That's
well,
how
I just
your
ran
energy
5 miles too, but I know. I'm high energy right now, but I know you're right. I am at a desperate stage. You're absolutely right, Mona.
Right.
I know.
Right. So, but what you need to do is you need to have, you know, I sometimes tell people this. The easy way is probably the right way, and the easy way is for you to treat this person as though she's a best friend that you haven't met yet. All right. That you treat her like. This is. Thank you so much. This is such a great opportunity. You know, I can't wait to hear more. And then let as much as possible let them do a lot of the talking, because the more that they can tell you about the company, the more that you can get them to talk to you and then respond thoughtfully to what they say, the more likely they're going to want to hire you.
Okay.
All right. And your cards are coming up really positive here. You just need to sort of. I want you to imagine that you're in a canoe and you're going with the flow right now, and you're not necessarily guiding the canoe so much. You got the paddles in the canoe, and you're just addressing what comes to you as it comes to you. Okay.
That's a good point. I know.
All right, my friend. Thanks for calling.
Thank you, Mona. Listen,
all right,
I know. Have a good day, okay? Bye.
All right. Let me know what happens, all right? Okay,
I will.
Bye. Okay, bye. Okay, I've got somebody. Oh, I got somebody else from the 216 area code. Hello, 216. Who's this?
This is Desmond. How are you doing today?
I'm sorry. What was your first name?
Desmond.
Oh, Desmond. What's your question for me?
Yes, I was wondering, like once a month, like, I have a dream about my ex. She's married and everything, and I moved on, she's moved on. But in the dream, it comes up, like, every time I see her, she's alone. I ask her why she's alone, and she doesn't talk about it. So I was wondering, is she okay? Her name is Desiree. Is she doing all right? Or?
You know, I'm so surprised you two didn't end up together. Because I'm looking at your cards here. And there's so much love that you still have for her. And I'm looking at your cards and I'm like, wow, how come you guys aren't together? Because this is a soulmate thing. I'm looking at your cards and that's what they're saying. So, yeah, she's okay. You're just hyper spiritually connected to her, Desmond. You know, she's, you know, if I really wish I would have gotten a hold of you guys before you broke up. And I would have told you, you guys are supposed to be together. Work it out, man. But she's okay. It's just that you really thought that you two would be together in this lifetime. And I'm looking at your cards, and I'm thinking, you guys should have been together in this lifetime. You know? And you don't need to send her a message except for spiritually. where you say something to her. You know, you might just, you know, send her the spiritual good mojo that, you know, that you love her and you care about her and you wish her well. And, you know, I'm just sad the two of you ended up not together. You know, and I don't say that to people very often, but I can see why you dream about her.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. I didn't know we soulmates. I know we was close, but I didn't know we soulmates.
Yeah, no, there was at one point, you know, when you guys were when it was magical, when you guys were really together, there was this purity about the love you guys had for each other, and I can only explain it that way, and it's just sad. I'm just looking at your cards. It's just sad to me that the two of you aren't together. So I hope that helps.
Okay. All right. All
okay.
Right.
See you later. Thanks for calling. Yep. Bye. All right, you guys. I'll be right back.
You need help. You need answers. And I'm considering my next movie role. I consult Mystic Mona's app, Vice Wisdom. That gives me great advice for all my important meetings. I wish I had Dice Wisdom when I was tempted by my housekeeper. Ah, but the past is the past. I'm back in the movie biz now, and all is good. Go to DiceWisdom.com. Go on, you know you want to. Do it now!
How do you contact Mona? Her website is thepsychicview.com, and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Mona is available for special events, VIP receptions, Las Vegas trade shows, and personal readings in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona holds the privileged psychic arts license through the City of Las Vegas and is the published author of Chanting Life, Wisdom in a Dice Toss. Call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Remember, Mona changes lives one at a time.
Okay, and I'm going to go to area code 770. Hello, 770. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Tamika. And how are you doing today?
I'm good. What's your question for me?
My question is about my love life. I'm actually ready to settle down and get married, so I'm trying to see if you see that coming soon.
Hold on, let me see. Okay, your cards are saying you're ready. Your cards are actually saying that you've cleaned up a lot of stuff from the past that even says you're ready. There's the way that you're going to find somebody to connect with is through some sort of either social or political group. I don't know if there's a cause that you feel like important about or passionate about. But what it's saying is by you literally stepping into your spotlight, that by you taking a stand on something that's important to you, that's how you put yourself in the path of this man to actually get married and settle down. All right? So an example could be if you wanted to stamp out hunger in your area, that you look up local charities and you volunteer with them. That could be one way. Another way might be that you start showing up at city council meetings in your area and just being more passionate about what's going on in your community. But what it literally says is that you will meet a professional man that is passionate about one of those kind of things, and that's who you end up hooking up with. But it's not through your usual activities or your usual social network. It's by you doing something brand new to meet him. But yes, is it going to happen? Absolutely. Is your power month July? Yes.
Okay. All right, because I was wondering, I actually work for the police department, so I work in law enforcement.
Oh.
And I just came to this job like a year, and actually I'm not planning on staying there because I'm currently in school for nursing and healthcare management. So it's like I've
right.
been there maybe about 14 months, but I met a guy there that I've been working with, and we started going out and started seeing each other. So.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. If you and he agree on something that you can be passionate about in the community, that's the way to solidify the relationship. And I know that sounds like the weirdest thing I could tell you. For example, let's say you both love dogs and that you guys were facilitators to find homes for retired police dogs. Now, usually what happens is when a police officer has a dog and that dog retires, that dog ends up being that police officer's dog. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But,
right.
But it could be that you do something in the community that helps, maybe it helps animals, that, you know, that you really do support a true no-kill shelter kind of thing. But what it's saying is that the two of you, if you can get involved in something politically, like your man might want to run for public office someday. Like,
okay,
he might want to be mayor of the city or, you know, sheriff of the county or whatever it is. And you may be the person that helps him do that.
Okay.
So you could ask him that question. Have you ever thought about running for public office?
Okay.
And it's saying that a project together is what solidifies the relationship toward where you want to go.
Okay.
All right, my friend. I hope that helps.
Thank you.
All right. See you later. Bye. Okay, I've got somebody here from the 939 area code. Hello, 939.
Hello,
939. Who's this?
Hi, Julie. How are you?
Hi, Julie. What's your question?
It's on the I'm trying to get something back of mine, and the closer I get to proving that I have these people dead to rights is the harder they keep fighting, and I just don't know why they're fighting so hard for something they don't own.
Is this about the dog?
Yes.
Okay, because I remember we talked, I think, last week or the week before.
2 weeks ago.
Okay, do you remember how I said that the more publicity you can bring to it, the more you're going to get your way?
Oh.
Did you reach out to the news stations at all?
Yeah, I sent blurbs in, and I didn't get any reply. I have a friend who works at the paper. I can try to get in touch with her.
Okay, well, because what it's saying, and I have to say, it's the same thing I said to you a couple weeks ago. I'm not sure you're going to get the dog back. And I'll tell you why. Because now, here's the thing. You can turn this into something more karmic and bigger than just getting the dog back, which in a way might be the whole reason why this happened in the first place, is so that you can actually show that there are very icky, manipulative people out there that will literally steal your dog, okay? But you have a card here that talks about feeling trapped in a situation where you just feel like there's no way that you can reach out in a new direction. Then your conclusion card literally says the more public you make this, the more it benefits your cause. But because the majority of the cards are coming up reversed, and the one card that is upright is not the greatest card upright, what it's saying is that I don't think you're going to get the dog back. At least that's what it says right now. The only way to change that would be to bring a lot of publicity to the fore and actually direct it somewhere. I mean, because the thing is that if I recall our conversation from the last time we chatted, is that you basically got manipulated to give up your dog because of a dog sitter.
Yes.
And that what you need to do is you actually need to bring that dog sitter out there so nobody else has this happen to them.
Okay. And the interesting thing about the dog sitter is she keeps upholding that, I didn't give him away. I came home and he was gone. And I think that's the most
outrageous part. Yeah, well, we know that's bullshit. I mean, sorry. We know that's not true.
Yeah.
We know that. But the thing is that you're going to let the public know that your dog was in her care and under her responsibility, and you trusted her, and the dog going missing under her watch doesn't make her a great pet sitter.
She's the animal abuser. You know, how about postering? What if I make posters up and just hand them to people in the community?
I love that idea. Yeah, and actually what I would do is I would make posters and take them to all the vets.
Okay.
Of your dog, and say, if you see this dog, this dog is mine, and I had put this dog under the, write a little story. I put my dog under the care of this pet sitter. This is a picture of my dog. The pet sitter alleges that the dog was stolen from her, but this dog was under her care, and I trusted her and paid her to watch my dog. And you let all the vets know in your area. That's the quickest way that you're going to get attention. And then if you can call your friend in the newspaper. But right now, with what you're doing exactly right now, you're not going to get the dog back. So you got to do some other stuff. And I'm sorry.
I got it. I got it. Besides legal, lift it to public. Thanks.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing, though, is that if you literally hit all the vets, because that's the majority of where pet sitters get their businesses from, vets, she won't get any business. And if she returns your dog, then you can call them back and say, she found my dog.
Okay.
You see? So you can make it a hero story for her, but you're not going to make it easy for her now. So, all right, sweetie, got to go.
Thanks.
Thank you. Okay, bye. All right. I've got somebody here from the 856 area code. Hello, 856. Who's this?
Hey, Mona, it's Laura in New Jersey. How are you?
Hey, Laura. What's your question?
Do you see me making a move in residence anytime soon?
Let's see. Yeah, there's change coming, but it's actually indicating more. It's connected with the number 10. So I don't know if it's 10 weeks from now, or I don't know if it's the month of October. But what it's saying is that you're being guided karmically, and I usually see this card and tell people they're being guided by the angels right now. You are being cosmically guided toward the next right thing. And so I don't want you to rush it. What I want you to do, though, is prepare for it. And it is saying that there is a big change coming, but it's a big change that you create, not a big change that ends up kind of happening out of the blue.
A big change that I create.
Right. So I'll give you an example. Let's say you really want to live near the water in California. I'm just going to use this as an example. I really want to move to California. I can't stand it where I am right now. I need to be in some place a little bit more beautiful, a little bit more relaxed, all right? So
right.
What
right.
I would do, what?
Yeah, right. That's right. That's exactly right.
Okay, so what I would do is I would start looking for opportunities for me to move to California. So I would start looking at the want ads in California. I would start looking. I would actually make a trip to the area that I'd want to live in California, get an idea of what rent would be, get an idea of a neighborhood I might want to live in. I would set up a UPS store for a mailing address in California so that any correspondence that I would send to get a job, I would send it using that address. And I would literally start envisioning myself there. And then I would take my skills and go, okay, I really kick ass at this, so I'm going to start applying for these jobs and letting them know that I'm looking to have a start date, and you could throw a date out there. So let's say we're shooting for 10 weeks from now. That would take us to what, August? Right?
Yeah.
But what it says.
I've been applying, though, to all kinds of jobs in North Carolina. Nothing's coming up for me there.
Oh, okay. Oh, you're my North Carolina gal. I remember you. Okay.
Yeah, I want to go there.
you really want to go there because every time we talk, you're like, I really need to be in North Carolina, which I still don't get why, because according to this, there's something great that's going to happen where you are right now, and that you've just got it in your craw that you need to be in North Carolina. And what I'm seeing here is that if you just take the place off the off your radar, you're going to end up in something great, and it may not be North Carolina.
Well, what is the greatness thing, the great thing coming up in New Jersey? Because I can't for the life of me imagine what it would be.
Well, I'm just seeing that it is your hard work that makes your luck. So the only thing I can continue to suggest is the best way you're going to get a job is already being in the place that you want to live. So if you can save up enough money to get your butt down there, then you can turn around and say, well, I already live here. You know, I'm ready to work. But what it's saying is that you sort of want to do the trapeze thing where you swing from one trapeze where you are now to another, and that, you know, there's money in a house and all that other stuff waiting for you on the other trapeze. And what the cards are saying is, no, you got to do it the old-fashioned way, which means maybe saving up 3 to 6 months worth of living expenses and then just going down there and looking for a job free fall, which is the thing that you're afraid to do. Yeah.
Or it could be the money thing, too. But I just want to let you know, it's saying that you are going to make your own luck. This is not some weird thing that comes out of the blue at you. It says you actually make your own luck. So I hope that helps. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, thanks.
Bye. Okay, see you later. Bye. Okay, I've got somebody here from the 702 area code. Hello, Las Vegas. Who's this?
Hi, it's Margaret. I talked to you last week.
Oh, hi, Margaret. What's your question?
Listen, I got offered the position, but I'm scared of the ladies.
Wait, so you got offered the position. Wait. Back up. You got offered the position, but you're scared of the lady?
Yeah, the ladies who work there, yeah. And not only that, but it wasn't even, like, enough money, you know, at all. And I know you had said there'd be something, like, within 5 weeks, so I'm not sure if this is, you know.
Okay. My advice, even though you're a little scared of the ladies, I think that this is a learning experience for you. I want you to take the job, okay? But I want you to immediately start looking for another one. Because you're worth more when you have a job to find another job than being unemployed.
I do have one now. The thing is that it's just that I need to get out of underneath the boss I'm right now. I think it told me, but there's other postings within the same building.
Boy, I can barely hear you. Are you trying to speak low so that no one overhears you?
No. Can you see?
Okay.
Is this better?
Yeah, that's much better. Okay.
Sorry. So what it is I'm trying to, you told me to get underneath, from underneath the boss I am now.
Right.
And so there's other postings within the same building which keep my time there for almost 10 years there. With
right.
them, but then I can probably get somewhere else. But this one would be I'd have to start out new somewhere else, and it's less money, too.
Oh, well then, okay. I'm sorry. My bad. I sort of misunderstood. I mean, I forgot some of our history when we chatted, so forgive me.
Yeah.
I actually then don't want you to take the job. If the ladies scare you, and it's not good money, don't take the job. But you need to sort of celebrate the fact that you attracted the job to you and just look for something else. Because my feeling is that there is another opportunity coming in June. You just need to be incredibly focused toward drawing it to you. So there is something else coming, okay? There is something else coming, okay?
Perfect.
But I would not just uproot from what you have going right now to kind of jump from the frying pan into the fire, to use a bad cliche.
Yes.
Okay. So I agree with you. I would wait. There's something coming in June.
Okay.
All right, my friend. Thanks for calling.
No, thank you.
Okay. All right. Bye. All right. I've got somebody here from the 520 area code. Hello, 520. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. It's Lisa. Thank you for taking my call.
Hey, Lisa. What's your question?
Oh, thank you. I got some really good news.
I'm so happy. Share with me.
It holds a lot of promise. I'm trying to manifest.
Is this the proposal that you put out that we talked about last time?
That's different, sweetie. It's someone that I used that I had done a project with, and it came to a misunderstanding between us, and we didn't work together until now. A situation came up, and the individual that wants to have both of us work on this project, it's a very esteemable, high esteemable organization. It's volunteer, but it's a way to get my foot in the door in the way I want to progress, but it's partnering up with someone that there was a misunderstanding between us in a similar project in another organization. And I'm hoping that it flies. I'm going in with the heart of, you know, doing my best and partnering up with this individual. It's June 6th when we're going to be doing it together. And this all came about last night, yesterday, through emails back and forth. And then that individual who had clashed with me sent me an email and said I would be partnering with them on this project. And
okay.
So I'm wondering if you see the energy as, you know, healthy. And my goal is to deliver the project in the utmost, and also to move beyond that and gain.
Okay. Here's what I want you to do, which is going to sound odd, but I want you to do it. You are the queen of cooperation in this project. And I want you, if at all possible, I want you to take pictures of the project in process.
Okay.
And then when you're done, I know. See, this is what makes this really cool, because you're going to have the thoughtfulness to take pictures of everything as it's progressing. And then when it's finally done, then you get to send pictures to everybody on the team saying, look what we did.
Okay.
What's going to happen is that they're going to end up with a totally different impression of you by you acting as though you are not only the person jumping in both feet and being the queen of cooperation, because we know that you're skilled at this. There's just no question. We have to not think about whatever happened last time with this person. We need to treat this person as though you've met him for the first time, and that you are marveling at their skills, okay? And that you document via pictures the beginning, middle, and the whole process. You're documenting in pictures. And then you send it to the whole team what you guys did. This is actually a – this is one of the brightest series of cards I've seen for you. And I want you to relax into the process of it. Be in the true present moment this whole project.
Okay.
And it won't steer you wrong, I promise.
Thank you.
All right, my friend. Gotta go. See you later. Good luck. Okay.
Thank
bye.
You.
You're welcome. Bye. Okay, I've got somebody here from the 720 area code. Hello, 720. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. My name is Wendy. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Wendy. What's your question?
I am wondering about relationship. I have been seeing somebody for a while, but I am also planning a move that's quite a ways away from where I'm at right now. So I'm just wondering what you see in that.
Well, you have to do the move. You have to do the move. What it's saying here is that, you know, I get a series of cards for people from time to time that, when I look at them, I go, okay, you're about to be taught the lesson that life doesn't have to be hard, okay? It doesn't have to be difficult. And there's a part of you that sort of wants to test this relationship, that really nobody can throw a gauntlet of test down towards somebody that you want to be emotionally involved with like you can, bless your heart. What it's saying is that there is a certain level of tolerance that you will have in a relationship, but then there are total deal breakers for you, all right? What your cards are saying is that you absolutely have to do this move, because it's saying you're being rewarded by the universe for all your hard work, all right? And you need to do it whether or not the man follows you there, okay?
Okay.
And you need to do it in a very gracious, I've loved our time together. I have to do this for myself, because if I don't do this for myself, I don't think I'll ever have this opportunity again. So I have to do it. And it's saying that if you're in the new place by August, it's even greater mojo for you, but you need to be there by November no matter what. Okay? So the move between August and November is going to be great cosmic timing for you. But the way I want you to treat this relationship is that part of the reason why you are so attracted to him is because he's smart enough for you. And the smart enough for you part is what's actually allowing your emotional side to come in. But I don't want you to necessarily look at the big move as though it's a big test of his loyalty to you. I want you instead to say, I have to make this move for my career. If I don't do it now, I never will. And I don't know what that means for us, but you have to know that I am incredibly fond of you, and you are one of my favorite humans on this planet. And you say it like that, very, very nonchalant, very respectful and endearing toward the relationship you two have created together. But according to your cards, you absolutely have to make this move. It is something that your spirit's sort of screaming at you to do this. And don't be surprised after a certain amount of time goes by if he doesn't follow you. Don't be surprised if you suddenly get a call and he says, yeah, I might move there. And you would say very casually, well, that would be delightful. Don't hold yourself back or give yourself a reason to stall your life based on this relationship. Because, you know, the thing is that, and I'm going to use this cliche, if it's meant to be, it's meant to be. I think that you think that you haven't made that much of an impression with him. And I think you're really far from the truth there. I think you've made an incredible impression with him. And that the fact that you have the balls to be able to say, you know, I need to do this. I have to move here for my career. I have to move here. It's where I want to be. And you are my favorite human on this planet. Right now, I really enjoy spending time with you. And I'm not making this a, you know, I hope that you'll come visit me.
Okay.
But don't make it like you're going to stop your life based on this man. Because you will earn his respect more by you deciding what you need for you that's important than if you basically ask him permission for you to take charge of your own life.
Mm-hmm.
All right, my friend, got to go.
All right. Thank you so much, Mona.
All right, see you later. All right, bye.
How do you contact Mona? Her website is thepsychicview.com and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Mona is available for special events, VIP receptions, Las Vegas trade shows, and personal readings in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona holds the privileged psychic arts license through the City of Las Vegas and is the published author of Chanting Life, Wisdom in a Dice Toss. Call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Remember, Mona changes lives one at a time.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Mona. Each week, Mona selects a fan from her Facebook page for an extended reading, so if you'd like to be considered, please like her page. Her Facebook page is Mystic Mona, and you may also follow The Mystic Mona on Twitter. Indicate Psychic View as a favorite on Blog Talk and be notified of Mona's special programs. Tune in to Psychic View each Sunday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific Time and call in to ask your question. Psychic View is brought to you on Blog Talk Radio for your entertainment and consideration. Mona is available for Las Vegas trade shows, VIP parties, and special events. Phone sessions are also available by appointment. You may contact Mona by dialing 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Or by going to her website at mysticmona.com. Thank you for sharing your morning with Mona. And remember, Psychic View, because the present moment is the gift.